something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. It's amazing what you can find if you shine a flashlight into your backyard trees. Biologists in Wisconsin have made a rather startling discovery that way, in part startling because it apparently hadn't been recorded until now. Three different species of flying squirrels, specifically southern, northern, and Humboldt's flying squirrel, which are found across North America and into Central America, sport light brown fur that, when spotlighted with ultraviolet illumination, lights up a hot bubblegum pink. The phenomenon occurs on both the top and bottom surfaces of the flying squirrels, though it's the underside of a flying squirrel's carriage, including the flaps of skin that spread out when the squirrel glides from tree to tree, that really glows. Jonathan Martin, a biologist at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin, made the discovery in the forest one evening just by shining a UV flashlight into the tree canopy. He was looking for lichens, which are certain types of frogs and flora that light up in UV light. That's when he heard the chirp of a southern flying squirrel. As the squirrel glided by, he shined the UV flashlight on it, and he saw a flash of fuchsia. Martin and his colleagues soon found themselves examining the skins of flying squirrels at the Science Museum of Minnesota and the Field Museum in Chicago. They took photos of the skins under visible light and ultraviolet light. All but one specimen of the gliders glowed a pink that has been variously compared to bubblegum, dayglow, and lycra from the 1980s. The results of the study were published in the January 23, 2019 issue of the Journal of Mammalogy. The pink is caused, the researchers say, by the fur's fluorescence, which is what happens when light is absorbed in one wavelength and emitted in another. You may remember an episode we did about how scorpions fluoresce bright green in ultraviolet light. Some birds also have this trait, some fish, too. Few mammals do, though. Flying squirrels are nocturnal and are most active at dusk and dawn. No other squirrels in North America are known to possess this ability to fluoresce, including tree squirrels like the eastern gray. Though there are over 250 squirrel species around the world, and to be fair, the researchers have not yet tested other species' fur. The next question is, what purpose could this fluorescence serve? Humans can't see ultraviolet wavelengths except under special lighting, but other animals can. One theory suggests the pink is used to confuse owls, which, as it turns out, also have undersides that fluoresce a similar pink. Owls prey on flying squirrels, among other mammals. Perhaps the squirrels evolved to mimic owls so as not to be eaten by them. Another theory, which is already being challenged, is that the pink attracts potential mates. Flying squirrels have mating seasons, but their flamboyant fluorescence is available for viewing year-round. Anyway, it's not even clear that squirrels can see in UV wavelengths. Ultimately, the researchers point out that age-old impetus of science. This is proof of how much we don't know and still need to learn. The study concluded, the ecological significance of this trait warrants further investigation. Today's episode was written by Jamie Allen and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.